الحمد لله رب العالمين وكفى والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن سن سنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما صدق الله العظيم. My dear and respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So brother, in Surah Noor I have mentioned to you some of the important commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which were addressed to both men and women. Then after Surah An-Nur is Surah Al-Furqan. Now the word Al-Furqan means something that could distinguish good from bad. Meaning something that could teach people what is haq and what is batil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have called Quran Al-Furqan as well. That Quran is Al-Furqan. A person who studies this book, that person could easily understand what is haq and what is batil. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the day when the battle of Badr took place as Yawm al-Furqani, Yawm al-Taqal Jama'an. Allah said the day of Badr was the decisive day when haq became evident from batil. You know, the 313 sahaba won over 1,000 non-Muslims. So that was Yawm al-Furqan, the day when haq became evident from batil. Therefore this surah is called Al-Furqan because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah had mentioned 13 qualities that Allah wants to see in His faithful servants. 13 of them. And my dear brothers, I think most of the sifat you have in you. Maybe you do not know them, but you have them. All we need to know is how we can polish those qualities. Therefore, I will briefly go over these 13 qualities and then you can see if you, how much of these qualities you have them and how many of those you know you need to polish. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says in Furqan, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Now brother, the first thing that we need to understand is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls somebody His abd, abd means slave, or in Urdu we say Allah ka banda. So Allah ka banda or the slave of Allah is a title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to His very beloved people. Because the height of your elevation is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you and calls you that He is my slave. You know, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, that the true slaves of Ar-Rahman, Allah, are those that number one quality that they have, that no matter how much fame, money, strength, power they possess in this world, they always remain humble. Always they are humble. So Allah says, يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, that when they are walking on this earth, you know, they are walking with so much humility, so much tawadu, that they have no kibr in their heart. You know, they don't have any kind of pride. You know, and in this light, brother, remember our Rasulullah said that a person with kibr can never enter into paradise. A person with kibr will never enter into paradise. And since, brother, this is the month of Ramadan and all of us are engaged in various kinds of ibadat, remember, my dear brothers and sisters, never consider yourself a better abid, a better worshipper than the person who is sitting next to you. If you do so, then you have kibr. If you think that your acts of ibadat in this month are better than this person, then my dear brothers and sisters, you are letting all of your good deeds go to waste. We have to consider others who are engaged in ibadat better than us. So no form of kibr is tolerated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word kibr suits only one, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. Because Allah sifat is al-mutakabbir. You see? So, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ. First thing is that true servants of Allah, they are humble. They have no pride, no kibr, no arrogance. And then وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And that is that they do not fight. They do not go into unnecessary arguments. And if an ignorant person, you know, tries to engage them into a heated discussion, or this person to, you know, have a go at him, he says, Qalu Salama. Qalu Salama means, he says, Assalamu alaikum, brother, I'm not interested in this. You know, I don't want to lose my honor by going and having a debate with you on this. So they do not go into unnecessary arguments. So وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِغَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. And then another sifat is that these ibadur rahman, they spend nights, not only just in Ramadan, but throughout the year, they spend nights in ruku and sajda. وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِغَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Meaning they always pray tahajjud. This is not only in Ramadan, but all year round. So they, even if it's for 10 minutes, even if it's for half an hour, they always get up before Fajr all year round, and they pray even if it is 2 rakat of tahajjud salah. But it is their schedule of life. And when Ramadan comes, since they are accustomed to it, they just increase the amount of tahajjud. So Allah said that I like these people who are consistent in tahajjud.
Taajir bhai chai nahi mili, dimag nahi kaam kar raha. Taajir bhai ki nahi mili.
Okay. So, and then my dear friends, another sifat is وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا صْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمْ إِنَّ عَذَابَهَا كَانَ غَرَامًا. Now my dear brothers and sisters, these ibadur rahman, they always have the fear of Jahannam. They fear Jahannam. They fear it so much that throughout the year, when they get up for tahajjud or whenever they get chance, they keep on making this dua out of fear of Jahannam. The Rabbana srif anna azaba Jahannam. O Allah, please make sure that I do not go to Jahannam. Protect me from the punishment of Jahannam. So they have this fear of Jahannam in their heart. Inna azabaha kana gharama. And they say to Allah that Allah, no doubt the punishment of Jahannam is the worst form of punishment. And now brothers, Allah said, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا. Allah said that these people are so moderate in their life, that moderation is the motto for them in whatever they do. So they are not extremist, but they are moderate. So let's say, for example, when they spend money, right? When they spend money, neither do they overspend nor do they underspend. Meaning when they are giving charity, they are moderate in that as well. When they are buying stuff for their homes, for their family, they are moderate in that as well. Meaning, my dear brothers, what Allah is appreciating in this ayah is that if you don't have money, do not borrow money from the bank. Because you don't have that capacity, don't pretend to the world that you are rich, when in fact you are not rich. When you have plastic money only. So Allah is saying that if you have plastic money, you are borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, and then you are showing to the community and your friends and the family that, look, this car, this awesome car is mine. In fact, it's not yours. And this awesome house that I... Allah is saying, no, be a moderate person. If you have money, spend. If you don't have money, limit yourself. Allah, this is the sign of Ibadur Rahman. وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ قَوَامًا. And these people are steadfast on that. Which means that when their friends come, man, let's go. You know, just borrow, 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 borrow. And then the rest of the life, keep on making payments for what you have borrowed. And when somebody comes, brother, you don't come to the masjid, how come? You say, brother, I have too much payments to make. So remember, the payment that you have to make are like self-inflicted problems. But Allah is saying, no, just be moderate. If you have money, spend. If you don't have money, then don't borrow. And then وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ. عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنَ are those who, no matter what, no matter how much hardships come to them, their aqeedah on Allah is so strong that they never turn their attentions towards غَيْرُ اللَّهِ. Hardships come. In fact, when hardships come, their iman upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes stronger. And here, brothers, remember in another place of Quran, in Surah Muhammad, in the 26th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, I'm sorry, in Surah Ahzab, Allah says, the meaning of that is that my true and faithful believers are those that when hardships come to them, then their iman increases upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because hardships, you know, judge how much iman you have. You know. And then there's a hadith sharif of Rasulullah in which Rasulullah said that when a person, you know, is forgetting Allah, he doesn't make dua, no munajat, no dhikr of Allah during his good days. You know? So the angels are not accustomed to hearing his voice of zikr and dua. Why? Because he's having a good time. And during, because of that good time, he had forgotten upon Allah, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then hadith you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned the tables against him. Now he is facing tough times. Really, really tough times. And now he's turning to Allah, making dua, zikr and everything, coming to the masjid, everything. So now the angels, when they hear his dua, they say to each other, "Sautu munkar." This is a very unfamiliar voice. Who is this person? You know? Why? Because now in tough times you are turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالَّذِينَ, that those people who are ibadur rahman, their iman is so strong that they never turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in hardships. And وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And they never kill people. My dear brothers and sisters, this ummah is saying killing. And we see that Muslims are killing Muslims. Just look in Yemen. A Muslim neighboring country is bombing, killing Yemeni people at will. You know, in Iraq, every other day or every day, bombs are going up and Muslims are killing Muslims. In various parts of the world, whether it's Pakistan, whether it's Egypt, whether it's Lebanon, whatever you see, it's usually Muslims killing Muslims. Now, whatever the reason are, whoever is instigating Muslims to kill fellow Muslims, that is known only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the crust of the matter is that in the end, the person who is pulling the trigger is a Muslim. And my dear brothers and sisters, remember that Shia people have different set of aqaid than us. Whether they are in Yemen whether they are in Egypt or in Pakistan or in Iran. People with different set of belief have been living with Sunnis for 1400 years. But I come from India, and I come from a city called Lucknow, which is populated by Shia people. The government in Lucknow was all Shia people for 200 plus years. They have Imam Baris everywhere, they have Majalis everywhere. My friends, so many of them, I grew up with Shia people. They have their set of belief, which we do not agree with. But my dear brothers and sisters, there has to be mutual respect. Where does Islam teaches us to kill those people with whom we do not agree? Have you ever heard any hadith in which Rasulullah told us that if you don't agree with any person, go and kill? Then brother, why is it that Sunni people are blowing up the masajid of Shia people? Shia people are killing Sunni people, and all this under the name of Islam. Brother, this is not the Islam that Rasulullah had brought. No. Brothers, Christians are the one who insult Allah the most. Nobody insults Allah more than Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in so many places said that each time a person calls upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as father and Isa alayhi salatu wa salam as the son. Do you remember, brother, in Surah Maryam? Allah said, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَيَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ. Each time somebody calls upon Allah as Father and Jesus as Son, Allah says, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا. This is the worst kalima in the whole wide world. Allah is such a heinous kalima, such a heinous sentence. Allah said, if Allah doesn't stop, Allah said that the world is going to collapse because of this one kalima. But yet you see that our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to deal with Christians with love, with affection. When they will come to Medina Munawwara, where would the groups of Christians stay, brother? In Masjidul Nabawi. Imagine, this is the vastness of Rasulullah's thoughts. He was not a narrow-minded person, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was such a broad-minded person that he knows that these people are Christians. They call upon Allah as Father and Jesus, Son of God. But when they would come to Medina, Rasulullah will open the masjid and Rasulullah will say, you can stay here. Brother, it's a very, very important hadith. Think about it. And look at the pathetic condition of Muslims when we are killing Shia, killing Sunni. Brother, this is not Islam. This is not Islam. Look at our Rasulullah sallam. You know, and then when Sahaba came to Rasulullah sallam next morning, and they said that, O Prophet of Allah, this group of Christians that we are hosting in Masjid Nabawi, we heard out that after Fajr when we left, they grouped together in Masjid Nabawi. And now they are praying to their God, and they are doing shirk. They are calling Jesus Son of God inside the Masjid Nabawi. Go and check this hadith in Bukhari. Rasulullah turned to Sahaba, bhai, are they hurting you? No. Rasulullah, go to work. Whatever you want to go. They are our guests. Let them do what they are doing. Inside Masjid Nabawi, the second holiest place in Islam. One salah in Masjid Nabawi, brother, equals how much? 50,000 salah. In that shirk, mushrikeen, meaning Christians are doing shirk, Rasulullah is tolerating it. Here you and I cannot tolerate people of other faith. So brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ibadur Rahman are those people who never kill anyone. Never kill anyone. So this means that if Muslims are killing fellow Muslims, If Sunnis are killing Shia, Shia are killing, or we are killing people whom we do not agree with, brother, this is not Islam. This is definitely not Islam that Rasulullah ﷺ had brought. We have made kind of a mockery of the message that Rasulullah ﷺ have brought. So there is so much extremism, brothers, in the heart and mind of people. Now moderation is kind of gone, you know. Although Muslims have to be moderate, why? Because Allah in the Quran said, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. Allah said, I have made this ummah a very moderate ummah. So this is another sifat. No. Okay, so وَيُخْلَطُ فِيهُمْ هَنَا إِلَّا مَتَعَلْ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ. Another sifat of Ibadur Rahman is that, now no brother, this is very important for you and me, everybody, that these Ibadur Rahman, faithful believers, they never attend those gathering parties, you know, where evil acts are taking place. Now the word azur means to lie. To lie. So Allah is saying that each time where a gathering is taking place, in which people are making fun of Quran, Hadith, you know, dancing and playing music and you know, doing other un-Islamic things, Allah says, Ibadur Rahman are those that once they come, oh, that such an act is going to take place, they politely refuse. They say, no, sorry, I can't come. I don't want to be a part of that. And then, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّهُ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And if they happen to be there by chance, so when they realize that their mistake or their ignorance, so what they do is marru kirama. They just leave that place but with dignity. You know, they do not insult those who are there. Brother, this is very important. Please, Mufti Shafi Sahib in Ma'ariful Quran wrote this point which is so important for us, brother, to understand. So important, brothers, that he writes, rahimahullah, in the light of this ayah, in his Urdu Tafsir Ma'ariful Quran, he writes that when Ibadur Rahman people find themselves in such a haram gathering, you know, they leave that place with dignity, but brothers, when they are leaving, they are not looking down upon those Muslims who are engaged in their evil act. They are not saying that all of these people are going to go to Jahannam. They are not thinking this way. But in their heart, they are saying that, well, they have this one act which is against Quran and Hadith which they are doing, but they have other good qualities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them of this bad act. But you know, these brothers are good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them. Brother, this is such an important thing for all of us to learn. That when we see a Muslim engage in any haram act, please don't think or believe that, you know, this is Jahannami, I'm Jannati. No. I'll tell you this instance. Some, I don't know, 1200, 1100 years ago, one time a Waliullah, a big scholar of Deen, was walking on a beach with his students in some Arab country. So they were having a good walk. The breeze was good, the weather was good. So the Sheikh was enjoying the weather, walking on that beach. He has 50, 60 of his disciples, his pupils with him. So they were walking and talking about Quran, Hadith. They were learning from the Sheikh. After walking for a while, they noticed that there is this small boat in the river. And in that boat, there are some youngsters who are drinking. And whatever kind of music was present at that time, 200 years ago, they were playing that music. Some of them were kind of dancing there. So his pupils saw them and they said to Shaykh, Astaghfirullah, Shaykh, look at these people. They have no fear of Allah. Look what they are doing in that boat. So brother, this Shaykh rahimahullah looked at those youngsters, right, in that boat, and then he made dua to Allah. You know what he said? He said, oh Allah, keep these youngsters happy in Akhirah as they are happy right now. Subhanallah. So the people said, Shaykh, what are you saying? I mean, keep them happy in Akhirah. And this Shaykh said, yes, always consider others better than yourself. What the dua that I made, it means that may Allah forgive them, give them tawfiq to come back to the real Islam, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can keep them happy in Akhirah. So he did not say these are all Jahannamis. This is what this ayah means, brothers, that وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. That when you find yourself in a place where people are dancing and they are music, or maybe al-'aadhu billah drinking, wallahu a'lam. So my dear brothers and sisters, don't think that all of these people are going to Jahannam. You don't have, you know, copyrights over Jannah, you know. So maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them and they had other good qualities. وَإِذَا ذُكْرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُّوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّا وَعَمْيَانًا. And when they hear about Quran hadith, Allah said they do not follow it like blind people, like deaf people. Meaning what Allah is saying, that they follow Quran hadith, but they follow it with basira. They learn. They just do not say, oh, somebody said so, I'm doing it. No. They say, okay, I would like to learn about this. I want to learn Quran and Hadith. And I want to follow. So in other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ibadur Rahman are those people who follow Islam, but with basira. Not like blind people. And then the last sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brother, about Ibadur Rahman is mentioning here. And this is something that may Allah make each one of us among them. And that is that, وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا Hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. The last sifat is that these ibadur rahman are so much concerned about the welfare of their family members that they always keep on making dua that rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my wife and my children the source for the coolness of my eyes. And waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. And brothers, most important thing is the last part of this dua. And that is, Allah, make me the imam, the leader in taqwa among my family members. That meaning Allah is saying that you are following Islam yourself. You are the best Muslim in your family, and then you are making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make my wife and my children, you know, sources for the coolness of my eyes. My dear brothers and sisters, your family members will be the source of the coolness of your eyes when they are practicing upon Islam. Brother and sister, remember, you are the most fortunate person, you are the most rich person, you are a multi billionaire if your children are on the straight path. You know, remember, in your life and after your death, the only thing that is going to benefit you the most is the dua that your children will make when you are alive and when you are dead. Remember, brothers and sisters, children, according to Quran, children remember their parents in their du'as only if the parents have looked after the Islamic well-being of their children. Every Nabi was concerned about the iman of their children. Every Nabi, from Adam to our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear brothers and sisters, these are the sifat of Ibadur Rahman. You can go and check them in detail. Again, these ayahs are in Surah Al-Furqan, which starts at the end of the 18 juz and goes on till the beginning of 19 juz. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you and me among Ibadur Rahman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our family members of true believers, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as.